This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
Coming from the U.S. Mariana Islands. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Alex, let's just go right to the phones. Let's go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave, can you hear me now? How about now? Dave in New Hampshire. Well, going to have to hold off on Dave then. Don't know what's going on exactly. Let's see if Jimmy can be heard here. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Now, that might be something at the studio for all I know. So we're reading through this list of proposals from Elizabeth Warren, and I think it's worth going through lists like this because the gun grabbers out there, there are certainly people out there that want to take your guns, right, Alex?
Yep.
And those people have their reasons. And I think on the surface it sounds like a good idea. People are using guns to shoot people. Let's take the guns away. Then they'll just be standing there moving their finger, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly there won't be deadly. But the arguments for this don't really hold much water to my mind. And now my argument would be, look, I get it. Common sense gun laws sounds like a great idea. The problem is that the Second Amendment to the Constitution says shall not be infringed. And the Constitution is supposed to be a limit on the government. And while we're going to play this game called government, y'all should follow the rules.
Yep.
And the rules say shall not be infringed. And by that, that means shall not be infringed. So if a politician can propose to violate, in this case, the highest law in the land, what should happen to that person? Well, nothing. The Constitution has no teeth. It doesn't say we should drag them out by their hair onto the White House lawn and lop their heads off at high noon. It doesn't say that.
Ah, man.
But that's what the founders did, effectively, right? They were willing to shoot their government center of mass.
Yeah, that's what I call them, the redcoats, right?
What's that?
That's what I call them, the redcoats.
Right. When their government charged at them, attempting to enforce its laws, they put pointy metal knives on top of their guns, and they stabbed them repeatedly over and over again. That's what they thought of those laws. So, we need to change these rules. If you're not going to abide by these rules, you need to change them. You need to go through the process. And they're not going to go through the process because they can't. So they're just going to be like, oh, let's just make a bunch of rules, and maybe the Supreme Court will say it's constitutional. And if it doesn't, so what? It stops some violence for a little while. And
that's why they hate Trump. The real reason they hate Trump is because what he's done to the judiciary. Putting in all those Federalist Society judges has set them back decades. And all of these measures they're taking now is just the angst they have from it as a result.
So I don't have any particular, thoughts. As far as I'm concerned, every single one of these things that she proposes is unconstitutional and should not be allowed in a country that has, the Second Amendment. So let's go on here. Large capacity ammunition feeding devices. Does that mean large capacity magazines?
Yep.
Okay. This is one that has actually been implemented in several different locations. I think here on the in the Mariana Islands, I think it's a 10 round limit, but everybody's got 30 round clips.
Not me. I would never violate those laws.
But I mean,
everyone else though.
Connecticut, I think California, they have these large magazine ammunition bans. So what is this? It seems like this one on its surface seems like it has the most credibility. Well, we don't want shooters to have 30 rounds, so we'll limit them to 10.
Yeah, they're betting on the inability of shooters to reload.
At least quickly, right? So I think the response to that would be, well, reloading's good because it gives the good guy with a gun a chance to stand up and
yeah.
shoot. Presumably, they can't reload quickly. If I was a shooter, I guess I would practice a little bit. But, you know, maybe they haven't practiced.
Or just not comply with the ban, right? If you're going to go commit a bunch of felonies by killing people, will the ban really stop you?
I would say that the same argument is true for gun for magazines as it is for guns. There are enough 30-round magazines out there, enough
75-round,
enough of these barrel rounds out there that, well, if they want it, they're going to get it.
Yeah.
But I can kind of this is the one that I can kind of see. The one that I think they have the most credence on is these big clips. I'm going to try Jamie again here, see if the board ops got up. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live. I'm wondering if it's one of these potentiometers that I have. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live. Nope.
Yeah.
Looks like...
Yeah.
Oh, I hear noises.
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
I ain't no felon, so speak for yourself. But it's safe to say the founders, not to mention the framers of the Constitution...
Look, James in Arizona, Witt, if you want to call into the show, I'm going to tell you how to do it. Apologize for threatening my family with violence. Apologize for threatening to kill me, and then you can get back on the air. Until then, I don't care to hear from you. 855-450-3733. It's a shame, too. Sometimes, every once in a while, the guy would make a good call and make some really great points. But, you know, I'm not gonna deal with that kind of stuff. So, yeah, let's go on here with the list. Making gun trafficking a federal crime.
Is it not already a federal crime?
Does it really matter? I mean, where I would presume it is, but...
I think trafficking is a legal term, right?
Yeah.
Can you traffic something legally?
No.
I'm trafficking this box of soda from the store to your house. I'm a delivery man.
Yeah, no. So trafficking must mean moving things around illegally, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. And does this count the federal government when they do it?
No, that's different.
No.
When they're selling weapons to Saudi Arabia, that's business.
Well, what about when they give them to Mexican gun cartels?
Oh, the Operation Fast and Furious under Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. For administration so pro-gun control, they were giving away guns to criminals, felons.
Strange behavior. Extreme Risk Protection Order Systems. What the hell?
That's the red flag law.
I see. Yeah, now the red flag law is... That one is just has to be the most blatantly unconstitutional proposal out there. We're going to decide if somebody's a danger. You can report somebody, and we'll decide whether they're a danger. Now, I mean... How in the world is a local government, a state government, a federal government, you pick, how are they going to determine whether somebody's a danger or not? Is it immediately when somebody reports them? All right, you have an immediate 72-hour hold on possessing your guns. We're going to come get them, and then we're going to take a look at you and whatever information we have on you, decide whether or not you're going to commit crimes and stuff, and then we're going to decide whether we can take your guns away from you for 2 years. I mean,
it's whatever they can get away with.
Right. I mean,
if they can go straight for a report to confiscation, they will.
Right.
If the state's a little more gun friendly, they might have to go through the court process.
Well, this will be a federal if Elizabeth Warren has any say on it. Because this is what politics is.
Good thing she doesn't.
Politics is a threat. It's forcing people that you don't agree with to do the things you want to do. And that's why the liberals and that's why the big government Republicans love Washington, D.C. Because life in Wyoming is different than life in New Jersey, but they can't accept that. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about this list of, really and compelling reasons why we should ban guns, according to Elizabeth Warren. And I guess she's got some other guy here. Hank Johnson. Watch out for that guy, too, whoever he is. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says it'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy and Bitcoin and U.S. dollars or whatever government currency you have right there in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes. So you can begin earning Divvy right now by supporting their network. Let's see. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at Divvy Project. That's D-I-V-I, DivvyProject.org. And it's a great project, and I'm glad that Free Talk Live got hooked up with it. So let's go on here, since we don't seem to have any calls on the line. Let's go on with this list from Elizabeth Warren.
List of reasons not to reelect Elizabeth Warren.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's worth pointing out, as you said, Alex, that rifles kill fewer people in the United States than hammers do.
Yep.
I mean, all this hullabaloo.
Why don't we have common sense hammer restrictions?
Right. I mean, is that the next thing that they do in the UK?
It looks like it.
They already have knives without points.
Yeah.
And now, I do kind of wonder what a kitchen knife needs a point for. How many times have I used a point when, say, carving a roast or something? And I can't really think of too often. An unpointed knife is probably just as effective, but it's laughable nonetheless.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't even bother trying to empathize with them or watch it.
So she wants stronger liability for gun manufacturers. How about stronger liability for hammer manufacturers?
That sounds good to me. Stronger sense, right?
Stronger liability for knife manufacturers. Stronger liability for car manufacturers.
How about stronger liability for government schools?
Right. There's a really great point. If you went and polled the people in prison based on which schools they went, I'll bet you that government schools are overrepresented. That leads me to believe that government schools lead to prison.
Yeah, it's logical, right?
So,
common sense logic.
Are the politicians who set up this egregious system that leads our children into prison, are they responsible for this in any way?
By their reasoning, they should be.
Well, they should be, but
you have no agency. You're not responsible for your actions. Someone else is. And if they're going to pick the someone, it's time we start picking the someone, too.
Right. And if politicians were simply held responsible for their laws and actions, things would change entirely. Because suddenly they wouldn't want to be involved at all.
Yeah, and that's why that's unlikely to happen, right? If you had to pay back the billions of dollars you wasted, there would be no one running for office.
Right, because they have no responsibility, they act in, wait for it, an irresponsible fashion.
Wow.
And it's our fault. It's our fault for letting it happen. That's the end of the story. There's no other way to describe it.
How do you not let it happen, Mark? What can some average American do to not let it happen?
I think that basically all you can do is withdraw your consent as best you can. And for me, that meant picking up and leaving the United States. I'm glad to be in the U.S. Mariana Islands, so I'm in sort of the quasi-United States.
Yeah.
And, to me, I just don't have to deal with this stuff as much. I don't have to worry about your presidential election that's coming up as much. I don't have to think about your impeachment thing that's coming up as much. I'm just going on and enjoying the beautiful weather here. Some have called the most beautiful weather in the world, and enjoying it. I don't need to deal with that stuff. And if the politicians just had fewer people pay attention to them, I think that might be effective. But at the very least, jeer at them.
Yeah, stop making them feel important.
Throw the rotten tomato at them.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm talking about the...
Metaphorically.
Metaphorical rotten tomato at them. I don't even know where you get rotten tomatoes. I guess you just let it sit around. But then you got to carry it with you. It'd be disgusting. Just make fun of them. And all their little acolytes. So these politicians aren't in office because nobody believes with them. Half of America believes what these people are saying. They're younger. They live in cities. They went to universities. They were educated by, frankly, a bunch of professors who are either insane or too scared to say otherwise.
Sounds about right.
And you went through this. You got your master's in education.
Yeah.
And you went through all this process. What's your estimation on it?
Yeah, it's all about incentives, like most things. So when you're a professor, you have a PhD, and often you have a PhD in an esoteric subject. So you spent a ton of money and a ton of time becoming a specialist in your very niche field, and there's often not many unemployment opportunities outside academia. So you're sort of stuck. You have to comply with what academia wants from you.
Right. I will say that this happened, as I understand it, to Jason Sorens, the founder of... I need to get him on for an interview to be entirely clear, but I heard him talking about it. The founder of the Free State Project, he basically was let go from Dartmouth and blackballed in the region because he does not believe exactly as all their other professors believe. They said nothing to do with his work. It was his beliefs.
Yeah, it's a wrong think. You can't have wrong think if you want to get tenure. And if you don't get tenure, well, your career is basically over. You'll just be jumping from school to school on two-year contract to two-year contract, making less than you would make had you not gotten your PhD or your master's. So the incentive is really perverse. You just need to pump out those critical theory papers.
And what is critical theory?
Critical theory is a neo-Marxist ideology that's...
Well, that sounds awful.
Oh, it's wonderful. So your kids will be learning in a few years when he goes to college.
Well, why send him to college then? So what is it now? Explain it to me.
Yeah, so critical theory is basically the idea that there's power structures everywhere and they're responsible for everything that's going wrong. So you can pick any subject, any industry, anything, and they'll find
the
power.
That sounds right to me. There are power structures everywhere, and they are often responsible for everything that's going wrong. I mean, we're just talking about here how gun laws are creating perverse incentives, right? So,
well, the critical theory take on gun laws would be that, you know, the founding fathers were a bunch of white men, and in order to continue oppressing everyone, they wanted to make sure they're all well-armed.
Well, all the people... Hold on. All the people that wrote all the gun laws that we have in the United States, taking away rights to guns, the majority of them were white men, right? So people who are robbing us of our rights to own guns, robbing minorities of their rights to own guns, are white men, right?
Well, see, the thing about critical theory is everyone's wrong. Both sides. We'll get more when we come back. The number is
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holding a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, as the Senate continues the final question and answer portion of the impeachment trial.
But it's all about their debates. They don't care about the farmer. Everything out here, they love Trump, and you should love Trump with what I've done. So we're going to win the great state of Iowa.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC says 200 Americans who've returned from the epicenter of the coronavirus in Wuhan, China, are not under quarantine, but they've agreed to remain at March Air Reserve Base in Riverside County, California, for further monitoring. Rear Admiral Dr. Nancy Knight, the director of the CDC's Division of Global Health Protection, telling reporters,
"There were no individuals that responded to the questions indicating that they were high risk. We're reassessing that now."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live from the U.S. Mariana Islands, it's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I want to tell you about the AMP program. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, that's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. I want to thank all our amplifiers. Then you will, in fact, be able to support the show. Now, Free Talk Live is unlike any other show on the radio. There's nothing out there like us. No other show is giving you the opportunity to call in and talk about what you want to talk about. And no other show is propagating the ideas of liberty like we are. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and support what we do at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mike calling in from Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Boy, I'm jealous about your moving. I looked that place up, and I'm really happy for you that you're able to get away from this cesspool that our country's becoming. I was going to
get
on either the post office or a needle exchange program in Aberdeen, Washington. The needle exchange program, I've talked about it a bunch of times. They're giving out lots of needles. Guys are loading them. They're making money. They're selling them. There's money being made by the county or something's going on there. But recently, we reelected a new mayor in Aberdeen, Washington. That's where Kurt Cobain came from, if anybody wants to look him up. And what has happened is the new mayor does not want our needle exchange program in the city, and I understand it because it's creating a terrible environment for the people that do what they're supposed to, but they're still getting walked all over because no matter how good of a citizen you are, you're at the end of their caring So what happened today on the radio at KBKW, a county commissioner came on there and somebody called in and said, hey, you know, the mayor doesn't want that needle exchange program here. You know, what are you going to do about that? And he said, well, that's pretty much basically what he said was too bad because we're giving the needles out on a piece of property that belongs to the county. So they're just like overriding the mayor. And something I noticed in that area is that everybody that's on the county, except, well, there's three county commissioners, two of them have family members in different cities throughout the county. And I just think the whole thing is getting like more and more and more corrupt because that wife of a county commissioner that's on the city council that takes care of the people up on the hill, that district in the city, the rich people, she's privy to information, upcoming things that that county commissioner knows from the state of Washington, which to me means that they've got to be, it just seems wrong. Like it's a corrupt, you know, does that make sense?
So what kind of problems is this needle exchange program creating? You know, like what I can say
you a box
is this.
Hold on.
I just want to talk about this for a second. So at one point in my life when I had some pigs, I needed to give shots. And getting needles was a bit of a problem. And I had to go to the vet, basically, to get all my needles. And then I'd keep them sharp with, like, a piece of emery cloth, you know, so that I could, you know, properly poke a pig. And it was difficult. So it would have been nice to have a needle exchange for me. But explain to me what the problems it's creating.
So the problem it's creating is they're actually, the county is, they got a $57,000 grant to extend the needle exchange program. Nobody wants it, but the two out of three county commissioners do want it. And what they're doing is they're giving out a box of needles to each heroin addict. And I have sympathy for people with drug addictions, and I think they should have a clean needle. Except what's really happening is they're taking them to their boy. He's loading them up with $5 hits of heroin. And they're actually, so the county's providing a small business opportunity for drug addicts and people that want to get their dope for free, instead of giving them the actual help that they need, you know, or just letting them buy a needle from a store someplace, you know, and then they've added like these 150 tents to the community that they bought, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And the citizen that stops at the stop sign and does everything he's supposed to do and goes in and pays his bill on time and all that is just screwed. He's like, doesn't even exist in that community, you know? And
at some point or another,
if
you provide all the services for the lowest class citizens, at some point or another, you're going to drive out the other classes.
And that's what's happening. And that's what's happening. All the services that are in that town, they would never put it in where the county. I just think the county should put everything on county property because they're the ones that are in charge of it, but they're making the cities. And it's becoming a town that people don't even want to go to anymore.
That's how it works. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I get that people want to help the most underprivileged people in society. I mean, that's what our whole society is based on. That's what Christianity is all about, right? Jesus said, take care of the poor. But at the same time, all these genuflections surrounding people taking care of the poor can cause a lot of problems. I've lived in a town where basically there's no homeless people. Why? Because they go to the next town over where they've got a really great soup kitchen. So, you know, if you're poor and you can walk or you can hitchhike, you're going to go to where the services are. So the more services you offer, and this is what's happening out west especially, pretty much the whole west coast is just inundated at this point. Major cities are dealing with bums with their tents on the sidewalks, pooping in terrible places, you know, nothing nice about it.
Yeah, San Francisco recently hired a professional poop cleaner. It's like one of their government positions now. Because it's the human feces, not dogs, we're talking humans, are going to the bathroom on the streets so much. They need to hire someone full-time. And they expanded recently. I believe they have up to 3 workers now. So it's, if you incentivize something, you'll get more of it. And that's what these, unfortunately, these well-intentioned, seemingly well-intentioned, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. At a certain point, you have to wonder, if it keeps not working and you keep doing more, what is the end goal really here? But let's assume they're well-intentioned folks.
Yeah, I think they are. I think that they're... That's what I think. I'm going to assume the same thing. But if they... You know, it's like they don't understand. And the Supreme Court has basically backed them up. State Supreme Courts, the U.S. Supreme Court, has made it clear that it's free speech to stand in the middle of a median and hold a sign that asks for money. And then people give them money. And, you know, that's tax-free, so they're not paying Social Security or any Medicare or anything like that.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty wild, the current state of homelessness in the U.S., and it's getting worse and worse. Despite more homeless shelters opening, more needle programs, more of all these things that are supposed to fix, it's still getting worse. And I think it's time we start to ask about alternative solutions instead of better incentives and better results.
Right. And I mean, there are some cases where they get homeless people back on their feet and working and doing these sorts of things. There's no doubt. But, you know, that doesn't make the program efficient. If it's doing that 70% of the time, then, oh, man, then let's dump some money into that. But it's not.
You know what the real problem with all of it is? It's those millionaires and billionaires, right?
Right. It's always the millionaires and billionaires. Let's blame them for more things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really pretty ridiculous. If somebody's a millionaire, they have nothing to do with your homeless problem. They're not hoarding the money from these people. These people have no work ethic. They don't have a job. How are they going to earn money?
Well, if the millionaires didn't all buy multiple homes, there'd be enough for everyone else.
No. If the millionaires didn't buy homes, then they'd just leave their money in earning money so that they could, you know, run their businesses or buy Lear jets or, you know, these sorts of things. Remember, homes are built by working class people. Jets are built by working class people. Yachts are built by working class people. Millionaires benefit us. And I think that, you know, to me it's not nobody should live that way. To me it's everybody should live that way. But the homeless, look, I've been rich and I've been poor. And I can tell you it was my actions that brought me there, not somebody else's. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I guess I've never been rich by rich people's standards, but I've been better off.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Final segment of Free Talk Live.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We might be able to squeeze you in. Maybe. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Alex.
Coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. I want to tell you about Fork Fest. Fork Fest is a party that we're having at Rogers Campground. Free Talk Live is going to be there, but it's a lot of folks, you know, people who listen, people who don't listen, I'm sure. Forkfest.party is the website. That's forkfest.party. It'll be over the 4th of July weekend. So please come out and join us. Check out all the information that's to be had at forkfest.party. There's no admission, and you can do what you want. Just a camping festival. Just having fun. So you got to rent your campground. But, you know, we're not getting that money. We're just having fun. Forkfest out party. Let's go to the phones. Got Tom in Florida calling in. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I've got three quick questions about the Mariana Islands.
So excellent. Alex is an expert.
So I assume you have good internet there, because if you're doing a radio show, I'm assuming this is somehow going over the internet.
This is definitely going over the internet.
Okay.
There's some kind of pipeline, Alex, from Japan.
Yeah.
It's a fiber optic pipeline.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
As good as it gets.
I mean, you sound like you're in the studio like normal. I would never have known unless you said it. Secondly, does Amazon deliver there?
Yes, Amazon does deliver, but the shipping speed may be a little slower than you're used to.
Also,
well, I'm almost sold. You've got two of my three things.
Hold on. There's one thing. Things with lithium-ion batteries we're having a little bit of trouble with. So
okay.
That may be an issue here. So you may not be able to buy anything on Amazon with lithium-ion batteries. We're not entirely sure yet.
Well, I bought a computer with a lithium-ion battery last week.
Okay.
A laptop. So maybe it depends on how big the battery is or something.
Okay.
All right,
ahead,
and
Tom.
The third question is, what does it cost for just like a typical home? I know, Mark, you have a family and all that, so are you like renting a home, or do you own a home there, or how much would it cost like per month for someone just for like housing there?
I'm staying in a one-bedroom, one-bath in a, you know, average section of town. I'm not where the rich folks are, but I've got a nice view. One bedroom, one bath for $430. That includes sewer, water, and
trash
pickup.
Wow. that's crazy. And there's the climate there. It's you're saying they don't have like a rainy season like a lot of the islands.
They do have a rainy season. Yeah. So it will rain here, but the temperature almost never peaks above 88, and almost never drops below 70. So it's the Guinness Book of World Records named U.S. Mariana Islands as the most consistent weather in the world. I presume Guam falls into this too, the Mariana, because Guam is a Mariana island, but it's not part of the northern
Mariana
Islands.
So if I wanted to get a lot more information, does Alex have a book or a YouTube channel or a website where I could get more information about this?
If you're interested in moving as part of the crypto cluster, you can go to our subreddit, r/CryptoFrontier, or you can contact us at CryptoFrontier.org and send a contact form.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. The number, 855-450-3733. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I think I got one of your trolls with the possible initials of JK texting me. Anyway, out of Arizona, that is. I was going to talk about this hearing. I had a telephonic hearing today on this KUNM radio, University of New Mexico, that wants to put me in prison. Had a telephonic hearing for an appearance, and it was kind of interesting. But since you're talking about Mariana Islands, do they have like here in the States, we have national forest, national seashore, stuff like that, where you can just go camping. So, well, you know, like if you go down to Texas, you got Padre Island National Seashore, and there's plenty of others, and you can go camp there. There may be a fee or there may not be a fee, and it's always reasonable, and it's undeveloped. It's just, you know, if you want to be in nature and go swim and dive, snorkel, fish, whatever. On the islands there, are there comparable things like to that?
Yeah, I believe it's called Mahaga Island. It's a short boat ride out, maybe half a mile or so, and for $15 you can get a permit, although they don't really enforce that, so many people just camp out for free.
There's also the Forbidden Island. There's Old Man by the Sea. Most of the Northern Mariana Islands is basically hikeable stuff. You can go out there, you can camp, and there's not going to be any problems, no issues, no one's going to care or anything like that. Saipan is the most built-up island, whereas it was the site of a great World War II battle, but you can't tell that now except you know, a few cannons and maybe the odd tank here and there. But the whole northern part of the island is reserved as a preserve of sorts. You know, they've got some you know, red-bellied sapsucker or something like that that's out there that's you know, endangered. And so, you know, that's basically for hiking. I went on the Old Man by the Sea hike recently, and you can look that up on Google and see an image search of Old Man by the Sea. And to me, it was the most exciting hike I've been on in a long time. I hiked for about, it was raining, I shouldn't have gone on it. It was drizzling, but it was Saturday morning and I wanted to hike. And so I hiked for about 15 minutes. They had some ropes. I mean, it was moderate difficulty. So I had to get up and down some little hills and gullies and stuff. And when I came out of the canopy of the forest, first I see this plant that's just full of these big purple flowers. So purple flowers covering the ground. I turn, I can see Old Man by the Sea, which is this rock formation that looks like a guy's head. And, you know, that's neat. And, you know, there's this beach where, you know, the waves are crashing around this Old Man by the Sea. And then after I've had a chance to look around, I find a cave that's there, like a real cave, a real walk-into cave. And you just don't find that much. You don't walk 15 minutes in a hike, find a glorious view of a rock formation, looks like a face, a flower-covered landscape, and a cave all at once. I mean, that's a big payoff for a short hike. And I can only imagine everything else pales in comparison.
So then, you know, if a person is a backpacker and they fly in with your backpack camping gear, like you would if you were flying into the Appalachians or whatever, going to go hike for a couple weeks, or if you're going to fly into, you know, whatever state and go to their natural area. So there's plenty of areas that you can get off the plane, get a ride to whatever natural area and begin your little adventure without having to pay $15-$20 a night to set up a tent or something like that.
Best I can tell, there's no one to pay it to.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Good. I mean, somebody will take your money always, everywhere. But I don't know how you pay it. And when I came in, that's the first thing I did. First off, as a U.S. citizen walking in, I felt like a VIP. I mean, they did everything but wave palm branches behind me as I'm wandering in, because everybody else on this plane from Hong Kong Express is some kind of Asian and has to go through some kind of, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol check. Not me.
Did you, when they welcomed you, did you get laid?
they don't do the laying quite as much here. But they've got the shirts. they do their some kind of crown of flowers that they have. And it's cool. It's fun. And right. I told the guy that I'm here to hike your northern islands, and if I get lost, if you read about it in the news, it was me. And he's like, "All right, man." he just thought it was great.
Did you hike their Appalachian Trail? Wink, wink.
I've been on the Appalachian Trail, but I haven't gone long enough to say that I have hiked the Appalachian Trail.
That's another political joke. All your listeners got it, but you must have missed that one.
Appalachian.
Yeah, hiking the Appalachian Trail is a euphemism for, Google it. And
okay, please Google it. Please don't tell me, David. David, I do want to hear about the hearings, and I'm very interested. So what happened with you briefly is that for whatever reason, some NPR affiliates down in New Mexico disallowed you from calling into their show where, you know, you're paying for the college, you're paying for the radio station, you're paying for everything as a taxpayer, but then they didn't want you to call in. Okay, fine and dandy. You called in on another show, and then they're claiming that's a violation of a court order, which says nothing of the sort, and you've got a hearing coming up on that, and I'm interested in hearing more about that, but I can't do it right now. Thank you for the call, David.
Right on.
Check us out at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.